you know, how do you feel about this? Obviously, congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, it's honestly the best feeling. Like I say, it's the biggest thing I've ever won, biggest achievement in my career. So, yeah, it's just incredible.
And how did you find it out there? Obviously, you were up against, I presume, you know, the best riders from across the world.
Yeah, it's always like the pressure's always on, and you just, you know, you've just got to trust your ability and trust that you are up there with them and you are fighting them and you have all it takes to win. You just have to trust that.
And were you pleased with how things went, you know, with the various rides?
Yeah, there's always things. I didn't actually get the routine exactly that I wanted. There was a couple of things I was going to put in there I didn't manage to get in, but after seeing the first run, like first routine score come in, I was like, I might not even have to add all that stuff, you know. So when it came to my second routine, I just made a couple of tweaks here and there, managed to get the score a little bit higher, and yeah, took the win.
It's a fantastic achievement. I know you've achieved lots, you know, in kind of your career that continues to you know, get better, really. But you've sort of put this at the top.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, by a long way, this is my biggest achievement. Of course, I've won the nationals twice now, and that's, you know, it's great. It's great to take the national championship win, but to win the biggest international comp that there is just, it means everything.
Well, absolutely. And how long was the competition on for over there, Jude?
So first day, which was on Thursday, it's practice day. And then Friday is the qualification day. Saturday is semi-finals, and then Sunday was the finals. So by Sunday, you are absolutely battered. You know, your body is sore. Your mind is, you know, you're tired mentally. And not to mention, it was the final contest of the year too. So, you know, you are always really fighting for it. And, you know, you're digging deep by the last day. And it takes everything you've got to put down the run you want and to walk away with it.
It's a great achievement. And I presume, obviously, I know you train hard, but you would have done for this competition as well.
Yeah. I was in a great place going into this. We had three contests back to back. We had China in October, like early October, Saudi Arabia in late October and November, and then, of course, Japan. So, you know, we were on a bit of a roll with traveling and contests and just kind of keeping the training going. I was in a great place going into Japan. And, you know, I guess I put it all out there, and that's how I did it, I guess.
Brilliant. And I know you get such support from back home. You share things on social media and stuff, and I presume people are delighted for you again.
Yeah, it seems that way. It's always good. I love the support and, you know, seeing all the people getting behind me and all of Market Harbour getting behind me. It means so much. And to be able to represent such a great place, you know, it's a lovely town and with lovely people here. So it's great to represent that and have all the people behind me too.
Well, absolutely. Well, you're a credit to the town with your performances and your talent, Jude. So it's fabulous.
Thanks, Steve.
And what happens next? Because I know you just missed out, didn't you, on the last Olympics. Are you still hoping to sort of get in that for the next one?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, all eyes on LA. This is already right now, I'm in a good position and going forwards for the qualifying. So next year, it will kind of begin the qualifying for LA. So the points will start counting towards LA and the riders will start to kind of be getting looked at on the team, like who's looking strong. And with me being one of the first British riders to win a World Cup ever is putting me in a great position to go to LA.